Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you getting up and tuning in. It's so nice of you. It's a beautiful sunny day, and hopefully everybody is enjoying their weekend. And if you're not, you still have time, so go out and do it. All right, now, today's show is an episode where we have in the studio with us a gentleman named Dr. Brandon Washington. We're going to get to him in a little minute, but before I do that, before we bring him on, let me mention the 7th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic will be held this September 14th at Broadview Golf Course. 8:30 shotgun start, scramble format. It's $100 a person. Proceeds are going to benefit the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, which is a fund that actually donates to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, as well as to help fund our dental charity initiatives such as Dentistry from the Heart. Okay? So if you'd like to sign up, please call 262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com. Also, I'd like to kind of pre-plug next week's show because it's going to be about Freedom Day USA. Now, Freedom Day is going to take place on September 12th, and I'm going to have the founder of it. It's a day of saying thank you to our military personnel. Okay, it's Dr. Robert Martino, and he came up with this idea while he was in the shower. And what it is on that day, he hopes that veterans and current military folks and their families can go all kinds of places and receive things for free. So it's not just free dentistry. There are chiropractors involved. There are McDonald's restaurants and other restaurants involved. And so it's September 12th, and we're hoping to get people here in Central Ohio to become involved. And if you have or you would like information about it between now and when we have next week's show, the phone number to call would be 1-855-55 and the word thank you. So 1-855 and the word thank you. Or even better would be to visit www.freedomdayusa.org. That's freedomdayusa.org, okay? So maybe you can pre-check that out, and then maybe when Dr. DeMarco's on the show with me, if you have questions, you can call in if you haven't had them answered. Okay, now today we have with us in the studio Dr. Brandon Washington. He is Columbus-born and bred. He's a dentist, of course. In 2006, he graduated from The Ohio State University with a degree in biology. That was my degree, by the way. Then, in 2011, he graduated from The Ohio State University College of Dentistry. And upon graduation, he went to work for Health Partners of Western Ohio, where he still works today. Now, Health Partners is a clinic that provides public health dentistry. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. He and I met... we met at a CE course, and I began talking to him a little bit about what he does, and I didn't even know there was such a thing that a dentist could go on and be a public health dentist. Hey, you know what? I just forgot. I have to announce this. I'm sorry. I want to welcome my newest grandson to the world. Oscar Donald Kvitko was born August 30th. He was 8 or 9 weeks premature, but weighed 4 pounds, 2 ounces. He's my second grandson. And so I want to send out congratulations to my son, Brian, his wife, Mary, and their firstborn son, 3-year-old Nikolai. Okay? All right. So now that we have that out of the way, Dr. Washington, first of all, thank you for getting up and being on my show today.
Absolutely. Anything for you, doctor.
That's very nice. Maybe I can borrow some money later then. He's on record, right?
Pre or post paying student loans, which one you want?
He's on record. All right. Now, how did you come to be a public health dentist?
Well, I was kind of introduced into the public health field of dentistry through Ohio State. Part of our junior senior requirement is to go to some of these public health facilities and provide so much time there to get credit towards graduation. So, you know, while I was there, you know, I kind of liked the setting and how it kind of took away from the responsibility that most people have as private practitioners, and thought it'd be a good thing to do out of school until I figured out exactly what I wanted to do.
What do they call that? The Ohio Project?
Yeah, the Ohio Project. Yes, sir.
Okay, the Ohio Project. So they make a point of introducing you guys and gals to the needs that the population out there.
Yes.
It's not a bunch of people that can afford care necessarily.
Yes.
And so these are the people that fall below a certain level and need some help, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then so when did you decide to do this? Did you decide to do it in your junior year or your senior year?
I think it was more my senior year, where I was kind of confused on what I wanted to do, and I didn't know if I even wanted to stay in Ohio, but I thought it was a good thing to get started, so I didn't have to go and sign some lengthy contract with a private practitioner that I probably wouldn't care to understand, because I just wanted to get out and make some money. and then look back and say, man, I should have read the fine print, because the devil's in the details.
Oh, really? I was going to say, because I'm one of those senior dentists that has those long contracts.
Except you.
So on average, would you say at public health dentists, do you guys earn more or less or about the same as dentists that maybe went into private practice?
I think coming out of school, I'd definitely say a little bit more.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's guaranteed money there, a little peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Because you have school loans, I assume.
Oh.
Big
yeah.
ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had somebody on. I'm trying to remember who it was. It wasn't that many weeks ago, but we had somebody on. We were talking about the school loans, the burden of that. Mm. And I know one relatively young dentist, maybe about the same age as you, his school loan is about $3,300 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Is that about where...
That's about in the ballpark, you know.
People don't realize that.
Yeah, they don't. They think us young guys come out and we're rich. It's the guys with salt and pepper that are actually the ones that got the money. Not me. So everybody stay away from me. Wait till I get some gray.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about, okay, $3,300. What would you say the average house payment is? About $1,200 or something?
So yeah.
If you didn't have your school loans, you could afford three houses.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, also, you know, they say the statistics say that it takes about as much as I owe in student loans to raise a kid. So I guess school is my child now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm well aware of that, having four children of my own. So,
yeah.
Now, what are the advantages, as you see them, of being a public health dentist as opposed to opening your own practice or becoming an associate of a private practice? Is it, first of all, the fact that you had the guaranteed money, or which was a little more than you might get, you might be able to earn elsewhere, right? That's one.
Yes.
Okay. What are there others?
Well, you know, it allows, you know, a new graduate to kind of just focus specifically on dentistry instead of having to worry about the managerial and administrative aspects that most new grads, unless they, you know, have parents that kind of walked them through it before they came out, you don't have that responsibility. And it's really nice. So it lets you, you know, hone your skills. You know, I know the organization I'm with kind of does residency programs for new grad dentists. They just started, I think, last year. So it is almost like a residency. And then it's nice, like I said, after a while, because you don't have all the other responsibility of taxes and all that things. Everything's already done for you. You just have to show up, see your patient, treat them right, and keep moving. So it's really nice. Set schedule, too.
Okay, so there's four things. A guaranteed starting salary that's a little higher. Yeah. Focusing on dentistry rather than having to worry about how to do payroll and which taxes you have to pay.
Yeah.
The third thing was mentoring. So, for instance, they have a senior dentist that helped teach you.
Yes.
So being mentored, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was a set schedule.
Yes.
Those four things are what you like.
Yes.
See, I was paying attention.
Yes, you were.
Not like that person brushing their teeth right now who can't hear a word we're saying. But anyway, okay, so we're going to keep that in mind probably for later in the show.
Okay.
Now, what are the differences between the kind of dentistry that's done at a public health clinic and a private practice? Is it identical? Are there differences?
No, there's definitely differences. You know, I'm not cutting bridges every day, and I'm not placing implants. I'm not doing any gingival grafts or things of that nature. But I'm treating more, you know, infection. I'm doing, you know, general fillings, you know, partials, dentures, things like that. Just not the extreme cosmetic stuff that you probably do in your private practice. It's basically just the
what we call bread and butter dentistry.
Bread and butter dentistry minus crowns. A lot of health centers don't do crowns because you start accumulating lab bills, and then that affects other things. So, you know, you just stick to just basics.
Okay. So let me just get this right. You would do cleanings.
Yes.
Or actually the hygienists do. You
yes.
do fillings.
Yes.
Extractions.
Uh-huh.
You would make a partial denture or a denture.
Yes.
And root canals, do you do them?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
we do root,
do root canals.
Canals.
Okay. And if somebody has gum disease, do you send them out or you do them in-house? How do you do that?
I think sometimes the hygienist may do a scaling or root planing or something like that. But if it's more extensive need, then yeah, you would send them out. Probably.
Now, if you send them, is there a public health clinic that has specialists too, or are these people then like on their own to try to pay for the specialty care?
What happens is usually the public health dental facilities, they have dentists that are willing to see some of their patients in the area, like, and they'll kind of, you know, meet and greet some of these dentists around and say, hey, you know, we have patients here that may need this, and they may be willing to see them if you make a good, you know, relationship with them. I've seen that happen.
See them at no charge.
Yeah. And then too, you have some dentists that, you know, may work at the health center part time, and they still have their private practice facility. So whatever cannot be completed at the health center, the private practitioner will allow that patient to come and be treated at their facility.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, okay, you know, works for everybody.
You guys try to be the facilitators.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Health Partners of Western Ohio, the company that you work for,
okay,
a little bit of their history. And I have many, many more questions. A couple of them I'm going to just mention now. You can ponder your answer for later, but one would be, how will the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, affect the clinic at which you work?
Okay.
And how will it affect the population you serve? And I'm assuming that your population is paying some type of a reduced fee over what might be charged by a private dentist. And if that's correct, I want to find out just about what that is. But don't tell me now, because we have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Looking to lose that winter weight? Ready for summertime, pools, and wedding season? If so, New Leaf Health and Body is ready for you. New Leaf Health and Body provides a pain-free system without any side effects or downtime. The New Leaf approach reduces fat without painful exercise and crazy diets for men and women who want to lose inches, especially in those trouble spots. Shed those unwanted inches and be ready for the summer within weeks. Schedule your appointment today with New Leaf by calling 614-799-4610.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Tell him make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming. I say, let me see your grill.
Let me see my grill.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. Today in the studio with me is Dr. Brandon Washington. He works for Health Partners of Western Ohio. He is a public health dentist, and I'm a little interested in that, kind of intrigued, because it's a whole other side of dentistry I didn't realize existed. And so we're learning about that. And before we went to the break, we were talking about kind of the differences between the kind of dentistry that's done at a public health clinic and a private practice, and how people who need specialty treatments, such as periodontal surgery or impacted wisdom teeth, how they obtain that. Okay, now, the Affordable Care Act, which we know as Obamacare, how is that going to affect the clinic at which you work?
We already see a lot of the patients that the Affordable Care Act is probably trying to target. So I guess it would just increase the number of patients there that had insurance when they came. You know, our payer mix is heavy with, you know, public assistance and uninsured and underinsured patients already. So I guess it would just increase the number of people that actually had insurance. I mean,
okay. So now this patient population, they are paying some type of a reduced fee. So for example, if somebody that lives and you work at the Lima office, right?
Yes. Yep.
Somebody lives in Lima and they want to come to your clinic.
Yes.
They don't have to be on public assistance, do they?
No, they don't. You know, if they don't have insurance, you know, I think they just, you know, need a copy of their pay stubs, and then they base their payment on, I think, household size and income, and then you pay on a sliding fee.
Okay, so based on where you stand in relation to the poverty level?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what the fee would be? Would it be 50% off of a private office? Would it be 30% off? Well, how much less would it be if somebody went there?
It's as low as 25% of the total cost of a private practice, or whatever the going rate is, would be on a restoration or a denture based on your income. So, you know, if it was a $200 restoration with you, maybe if the person was deemed worthy, and they would only pay 25% of that bill, depending on whatever their scale is, and it goes up to 100% based on income and household size.
And when you say deemed worthy, you mean financially eligible for this discounted care?
Yes.
Because they're all worthy, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Everybody's worthy. Yeah. Yes.
I know what you meant. I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you so much.
In case Dr. Bean was listening from Ohio State University.
I don't want to burn myself up on the radio with my first time being on.
Okay. So now, how do people know if they qualify? Because it's not like I see TV and radio and hear radio commercials for these clinics. So how do these people know to find you, or how do you know where they are? How does that work?
You know, you can, there's like over a dozen, I think, health centers that are around Ohio. I mean, if you just go, you know, use Google and just type in community health center and type where you live, I'm sure there'll be some places that pop up. You know, it's not, they're either public or nonprofit organizations that act as community health centers. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a nonprofit organization like the one I work for. It could just be a public institution that's willing to meet the criteria to be considered a community health center, you know, so.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about Health Partners of Western Ohio. It is a private nonprofit corporation that was formed by a group of community residents and health professionals in Lima, Ohio.
Yeah.
The impetus for the formation of Health Partners came from the activities of the Healthy People 2000 in partnership with the City of Lima. Healthy People 2000 identified access to primary care services as a top priority, and out of this program grew the formation of the Southside Health Center Development Committee. And they have a thing called here, they have some acronyms. It says the MUA/HPSA designations were obtained for 5 census tracts in South Lima. Health Partners was originally formed as Allen County Health Partners in October of 2002 and applied to become a new access point in December of 2003, receiving funding December 1st of 2004. So this was a group of community leaders who said, we've got a problem.
Yes.
And how are we going to go about fixing it? And it looks like it took them 4 years.
Hey, that's a presidential term. It takes about 4 years to get anything done in this country. Actually, it might take Obama more than 8. So who knows?
Except he's not allowed to have more than 8.
That's right. Well, yeah. Hey, you know, everybody kind of writes rules as they go along in this country sometimes.
Okay, so those that are now, there are other facilities that the government spawned, so to speak, that the government formed, or are they all like this, where a group of community leaders got together?
That's usually how they start, like a grassroots movement. You know, even the ones that are in Columbus, there's some in Coshocton, there's Third Street, I think, up in Mansfield, there's one in Piketon. There's different organizations just around, and I think they all start out as a free clinic, and then after so long of operating and showing the need, you know, they write for a grant to the federal government. And I think every year or so, the federal government will look at some of the applications and decide which individual organizations deserve the federal funding to become a federally qualified health center.
Okay. So they're always on their toes because they always have to re-up. They always have to resubmit and make sure.
Yeah, I think it's every 3 years or so that the health center has to reapply for the grant or something like that.
Now, I went to the website of Health Partners of Western Ohio, and the website is hpwohio.org. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I went to the dental services section, and they have pictures of all of the dentists and the dental hygienists, and you're not there. Do I know something you didn't?
Oh, no.
Did you
not
just lose your job over the weekend?
They just got rid of me because they heard I was doing this. No, what happened was actually, and it's probably my fault for not, you know, being clear on this. I started actually with a different organization when I first walked out of school. And so I just started with Health Partners in July. You know, they haven't had a chance to get me on there.
Okay.
Unless they don't want to put me on there. I'll ask them.
I'm seeing there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 dentists and 3 hygienists. Does that sound about right?
Yes. Okay. Sounds about right. And that's probably between the 2 facilities.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say, everybody works full time, so you don't need 8 dentists at a time, but between 2 facilities, you have 4 dentists at a time.
Yes. You don't need that. Yeah.
Okay. What are the hours?
The hours are 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. They take walk-ins in the morning up until 11, I think it is. And then in the afternoon, we just keep a straight schedule unless there's an emergency that arises, and then we may take one. But usually walk-ins are only in the morning.
Now, you live in Columbus, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But you drive to Lima every day?
Yes, I do.
And back?
Yes.
And that's an hour and 15 minutes each way?
It's a long haul. It's a long one.
You're driving, not walking, right?
You know, yeah. Yeah, I'm driving. I have a little 2-door Civic, and I make it.
So why not just live closer to your work?
You know, I'm young. You know, I like to be around, you know, other young people and my family and friends. So I've been asked that, like, oh, do you want to move up here? I'm like, no, I got to be where
it's the nightlife and the young scene and
the young scene.
The brewery district and the arena district and all that. Okay, so you're willing to spend a couple 2.5 hours a day in a car to have that.
To have a nice nightlife. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I understand that, but it also points out kind of an inherent problem with staffing these locations, right?
Yes.
Because young dentists, unless you grew up in Lima, typically that's not where you were hoping to practice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few other health centers around Ohio that I know some of my ex-classmates, they went to, and they still are determined also to live in Columbus, and they drive about an hour on average also to their health center, just because nobody wants to leave Columbus. You know, us young people, we want to be where it's happening.
Right. So. And that's not just dentists, by the way. It's all of the graduate degrees. It's everybody. It's people that graduate with an accounting degree, a pharmacy degree. They all want to be around where they can go out and run into people of their own age and, you know, go to Crew games and Blue Jackets games and Buckeye games.
Yes.
And all that stuff. I don't think they have Buckeye games in Lima, do they?
No.
But they probably have a pretty good football team, do they?
I have to do research on that. Since I just got there, you know, I got to kind of, you know, survey my surroundings and find out what they're all about. But, yeah, I just couldn't. It's not moving fast enough for me, so I don't mind the commute, you know. And
you know what's funny is when people move here from, say, New York City or Chicago,
they think it's slow here.
They think it's slow in Columbus. Yeah. But I think Columbus is just the right size. We have everything that a big city has to offer without a lot of the problems that big cities bring.
Yes.
You agree?
Even though the traffic's getting a little worse, but yes.
Yeah, we don't have a right to complain about traffic when you go to other cities.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You can't get anywhere in L.A., for example, any time of day in less than an hour. Even you could probably walk it in 20 minutes, but to drive it's an hour.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand. That's but it creates that challenge. Now, you said that the hours are fixed. What are the operating hours?
8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
No evenings or weekends?
No evenings or weekends or on call. No, I don't do any of that.
You don't? Okay. So you like that?
I love it.
Okay. So every you get home approximately 6:30 every day?
Yeah.
Something
about
like that?
About six at the latest. Sometimes, you know, if all the patients don't show up, you know, we go ahead and they let me go. And so, about 5:30, 6.
Now, do you have any children?
No. Zero kids.
So that means you have no grandchildren either, right?
No grandchildren either. Yeah, I don't think I would be able to afford a child right now. Like I told you, and I told you earlier, my student loan's my child. I'm raising it.
Yeah, that's I know. I did the same thing with my school loans. It's just amazing.
Oh, and it's just getting worse. But then we'll go into some other political venue right now that we didn't get on the air to talk about. But I love discussing this kind of thing, and hopefully it gets a little bit better.
Okay, now do you think of dentistry? What do you think of dentistry as a profession?
I love it. You get to do a little bit of suturing, a little bit of needles, and I like cutting and like doing surgical stuff. And you have the beauty of just being able to go home and not having a lot of times a lot of major problems that you would have in other medical professions. So you get to do just enough and just a little enough to still maintain a happy life at home, mm-hmm. and go home and forget about your work. I like having that separation. And if I could go back and do it all over again, I don't know if I'd want to do dental school because it was miserable, but I would choose the profession of dentistry. So I don't know how you separate the two, but dental school was miserable, but the profession is wonderful. I like it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And I mean, there's a lot to learn, so they have to cram it into everybody's head in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And you can't really blame them, but I do know what you're talking about. I'll tell you what, I bet I had it worse than you. You know why?
Why?
Because in my sophomore year, and this is when we were still on quarters,
mm-hmm.
and we were going year-round.
Mm-hmm.
We went year-round for 3 years instead of with summers off for four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we had, let me get this right, it was 13 finals in 4 days.
Ugh.
13 finals in 4 days. Three on Monday, three on Tuesday, three on Wednesday, and four on Thursday. Can you imagine that? You thought you had it bad, huh?
Yeah. But
see, I had to walk uphill both ways to school.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a scar. It kind of just stays in your brain on how bad it was when you were there. I don't know if it'll ever go away. I kind of skip 315 when I'm driving anywhere, so I don't have to
because
see
you
Ohio
don't
State.
Really?
I need another year or so to forget about them before I start showing up in the shoe again and going to games.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, but hey, they got you the degree, or
yes.
you did with your hard work, and
yes.
You got the degree, so now you can enjoy that and work hard and do a good thing for folks out there, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so we have to go to another break. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, that's right. We always do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And today, I've decided that the question is going to be those four things you told me about for the advantages of working at a public health clinic. So if you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, because maybe you just tuned in, according to Dr. Jordan Washington, Brandon Washington,
uh-huh.
Hey, changed his name right in the middle of my show.
That's all right.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay. So, according to Dr. Brandon Washington, some of the benefits of working at a public health clinic are a guaranteed income that seems to be higher than what he could have gotten by opening his own practice, focusing on dentistry rather than the administrative parts of a dental office, which would be like having to do payroll and having to remember to buy all the supplies and track lab bills and so on. Another one would be being mentored by a senior dentist so that they can continue to learn and not have to pay, right? Don't have to pay anybody for them to teach you.
Absolutely.
And then the other one would be the set schedule, which we just talked about, which is getting to know that you're always going to be done at 4:30, even if the patient's still bleeding in the chair, right?
That's
no,
right.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
All right. Okay, so remember those things because we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And when we do, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Wednesday afternoon, and we're doing Wednesday instead of Tuesday this week. So don't call yet, but in fact, before we do the question, let's go ahead and have the attorneys want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, according to my guest, Dr. Brandon Washington, some of the benefits of working at a public health clinic are a guaranteed income, which is higher than he could have gotten starting out from dental school elsewhere, B, being able to focus on dentistry and not having to worry about the administrative tasks of a dental office. C, being mentored by a senior dentist and enabling him to continue to learn without having to pay for that. Or D, a set schedule, being able to know that he'd be going home on time every day. Or E, all of the above. All right. The winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Wednesday afternoon. The phone number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Badoobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-25.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
All right, we're back. We have four callers on the line. We have Janet, Sarah, Richard, and Karen. And the question of the day was, according to my guest, Dr. Brandon Washington, some of the benefits of working at a public health clinic are, is it A, a guaranteed income higher than he would have normally been able to get, B, focusing on dentistry rather than administrative duties, C, being mentored by a senior dentist at no charge, or D, having a set schedule, or E, all of the above. And so, hey, Dr. Washington, pick a number from 1 to 4.
Four.
Going to pick 4. Okay, that would be Richard. Hey, Richard, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. And you?
I'm great. And do you have an answer to our question of the day?
The question is E, all of the above.
That's very correct. I was surprised by that. I didn't know that they would make more money than somebody right out of school. A little jealous. But anyway,
well,
hey, Richard.
And 25% of the normal cost is a reason to drive the other way from Columbus to London.
Yeah, you can. Maybe I'll ask him to give out the phone number later. So, hey, Richard, what do you do for a living?
I manage the Bronze Bubble, which is in Grandview on First Avenue. We are a facility where we are a laundromat. We do wash, dry, and fold service, dry cleaning, tanning, and tanning products.
Oh, that's where the bronze comes in. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. Well, hey, thank you for listening, and keep tuning in every week, all right?
Oh, it's a very interesting show. I enjoy it every week.
I appreciate that. And if you'll stay on the line, my producer will get the information where we can send these flowers.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, remember, those flowers are from Weisdember Florist, and we really appreciate their participation. Actually, they were my florist before I started doing this,
so I
know that they provide a good product. Okay, so while my producer is getting Richard's info, let me go back to, you know, I was also doing some research for this show, and I noticed that there's this HRSA, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
That organization is the one that's responsible for finding the underserved areas and rating them.
Determining where these clinics should be?
Should be, yeah.
Okay.
And they actually rate these underserved areas on a scale from, I think, 1 to 25 for medical and I think 1 to 26 for dental.
Okay.
And the higher the number, the greater the need in that particular area. So I think where I'm at now, I think it might be like a 21 or something like
that.
Wow,
so that's pretty high need.
Yeah, so, and then one thing we didn't mention on the show is that another advantage of working for a health center is that you have the opportunity to apply for loan repayment.
As a dentist, you mean?
As a dentist or physician. I'm not sure about pharmacy, but you can apply to the federal government for working at one of these facilities to have your loans paid. Forgiven. Yeah, based on the number of years of service that you put in with the health center, they'll give you a certain amount per year to work at one of these places. So that's nice.
You know, that's nice too. I heard something about that a while back, and I think, tell me if I'm wrong. Maybe you don't know. If you don't,
sure. That's
fine. But
okay.
Somebody told me that if you worked at one of them for 3 years.
Yes.
So if you work at a public, an HRSA, you call it HRSA?
Yes.
If you work at one of those facilities and it's a high rating.
Yes.
Like maybe yours is high rating.
Yes.
Then in 3 years, your school loans could be forgiven.
Not all of them. But I think you would get a nice chunk paid for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 years is a magic number, though. I mean, do you get more if you go for six, or it's like...
Yeah, you can go all the... You can apply. Now, there's no guarantee. They
okay.
always say that, but usually you get it, especially if you're one of the higher HPSA score organizations. You can be there until all your loans are paid off and not have to worry about them at all. Now, how long that would take, I would say maybe 5-6 years. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's really nice to not have to worry about the student loans also.
And even though this is your second company you're working for in public health, it all counts towards the same tally?
Yes, it's the same tally. You just have to be at a HPSA or a HRSA designated underserved area, and it has to have a HPSA score. And as long as you are, you can apply separately. This is all done separately from the organization for the federal loan repayment money.
Now, how did you learn about that program, and did that have something to do with your decision as to going into it?
I heard about that through, going through Ohio State, too, and having exposure to these organizations. So, and then, they had, a speaker come in our senior year and talk to us about it. They really try to encourage, the dentist to come out there and do it. And that's one of the perks and incentives to come out there and participate and work at a public health organization.
Now, you said two things. You said HRSA and you said HPSA.
Yeah.
I know what HRSA stands for. It's
okay.
The Health Resources and Services Administration. What's HPSA?
HPSA stands for Health Professional Shortage Area. And that's the abbreviation or the acronym. And that's how the rating that they give 1 through 25 for medical and I think 1 through 26 for dental, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you are serving the vulnerable and underserved populations.
Yes.
And because they face a persistent and systemic barrier to accessing oral health care.
Yes, sir.
Of course, the barriers are there's a lot of them, and they're complex, including social, cultural, economic, structural, and geographic factors.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, in 2008, 4.6 million children did not obtain needed dental care because their families could not afford it. I realize that's a while ago,
yeah.
But still. In 2011, there were approximately 33.3 million unserved individuals living in dental health professional shortage areas.
Mm-hmm.
These are the areas that you're talking about.
Yes.
Now, there's about 317 million people in this country. That's almost 15%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think last statistics I heard is that dental caries is like the number one disease, I think.
It's the primary unmet health need
yeah.
in the nation.
The
largest unmet health need in the nation is untreated dental decay.
Yeah.
Dental disease. In 2006, only 38% of retired individuals had dental coverage. Now, I've always found that strange. I don't know why is it. Did you know this, right? Because you run into these people.
Oh, yeah.
When you retire, they take away your dental insurance if you were lucky enough to have it. Why is that?
Man, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I guess they do a lot of things in Congress that just sometimes don't make sense and make a lot of rules. And, that's, again.
But I don't think Congress made that rule. I think that's an insurance company thing, isn't it?
Oh, and the insurance companies. I mean, those sort of go hand in hand sometimes, I think. But, that doesn't make sense. But maybe the insurance companies feel like they're more of a liability. I don't know. You know, the insurance companies, that's one thing we got to tame out here. You know, they're doing too much, and they need to let the professional be the professional, and they just do insurance. They're dipping too much over in.
Yeah, they're trying to exert too much control over what we do, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, they should stop that.
Just let us be dentists, and they can be insurance companies.
Exactly.
Not tell the professionals, the doctors, the dentists, what procedures are appropriate.
Yeah.
And they'll claim that they're not doing that, but because what they say is, well, we didn't determine the course of treatment. The doctor did that. We just told them what we were going to pay for and what we weren't, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Because the patient walks in the door and says, what do you mean my insurance won't cover it? It must not be important then, they don't think, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we get that a lot with x-rays. People come in and say, oh, am I eligible for x-rays? It's like, you know what? It's been 2 years, 9 months. You need x-rays because I can't work on you with 2 years and 9-month-old x-rays.
Yep.
You wouldn't buy a house with a 2 year, 9-month-old termite report, right?
That's
and when you fall and hurt yourself and you go to the emergency room in pain, you don't insist that they get the last x-ray of that arm you had taken 5 years ago before they determine what treatment's going to be, do they?
No, they don't.
You face this too, right?
I'll face that, yeah.
And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's actually that ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, during this time, I've actually worked in private practice for a year and a half or so during the time I've been out. So, you know, I've, you know, tried to maintain my skill, you know, doing other things also. So I have, you know, in the private practice setting, experienced some of that. And it is very interesting. And hopefully we get this situation cleaned up so that everybody can, you know, make a living, and so that people can, you know, remain healthy in our country.
And that's what you just said there is very important. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
The medical professionals of all types, whether it be your chiropractor, your physician, your dentist, your pharmacist, you name it, have to be able to make a living.
Yeah.
And the reimbursement level, and this is where Congress comes in, is always so low that you can't keep the door open. If all you did were public assistance patients, and you didn't have any private pay, you would not be able to, first of all, get the place open. But if it were open, it would quickly close, because with every patient that came in, you would have to be taking money out of your pocket
or
to keep the door open.
Or just work yourself to death and just see 60 patients in a day and never go home to keep your doors open. I mean, that's the way they're making it.
Yeah.
You have to either see more than what you would have seen, or just not be able to keep your doors open, and it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
So,
yeah, there are some proposals out there. I want to talk a little bit about that with you when we come back. It's called they call it the mid-level provider, okay? And we'll talk about that when we come back. I don't know your
opinion
on that, but I have a feeling I do from the look on your face.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr.
Kvitko
& Associates.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Before we get back to my guest, which is Dr. Brandon Washington, I want to just remind folks about the 7th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, September 14th at Broadview Golf Course. 8:30 shotgun start, scramble format. If you don't know what a scramble format is, that's when everybody hits their ball, and then you pick up the three worst shots, and those three drop their ball by the best shot. So you basically get to put your best foot forward on every hole, and people wind up as a group, you know, minus 10, minus 6, or minus 4. And it's a lot of fun. It's $100 a person, and the proceeds benefit the Dr. Cavico Charitable Fund, which funds things like the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio and Dentistry from the Heart. You can sign up by calling 262-9588 or an email to drcavitco@aol.com, okay? All right, so before, and by the way, my guest is Dr. Brandon Washington. He is a Columbus-born and bred individual. He's a dentist, graduated in 2011, and he's been practicing in public health for the last 2 years. And so that's pretty much the topic of the show, about what is public health dentistry and how it came to be. But before the break, we were talking about how public assistance, which is something Congress does have a say in, seems to always be inadequate, never pays enough to actually keep the door open. We're not talking about getting rich here, folks. We're talking about literally not having enough money to pay a bill. So, for example, I know of an episode where this, there was a guy I used to work with. If he would do a procedure, he did a crown on a patient. Mm-hmm. He didn't know it, I don't think, because he paid his own lab bill, and the lab bills are almost never tied to like when you get your check. It's just tracked. And so we went back and figured out that each time he did a crown on one of those patients, it was costing him $100. He was having to take $100 out of his pocket and put it in the kitty to be able to do that. And if, you know, there is no one out there that I can tell that maybe starting in 2014 could live on 40% of what they are making now. Mm. And if you can, if you're out there and you're listening and you can live on 40% of what you were making last year, then give us a call. We'd like to talk to you and find out how you did that, how you would do that. It's 459-9769. Mm. So anyway, we talked about whenever somebody is trying to solve this issue, rather than coming up with more money, which is really, excuse me, the answer, they come up with what I consider these crazy ideas, and one is called a mid-level provider. So, as I understand it, a mid-level provider is somebody that 18 months out of high school,
yes,
out of high school now, not college, high mm-hmm. school, not yes. not vocational school, not community college, out of high school. Some people graduate from high school when they're 17 and a half years old. Yeah. So, you could have a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Who would be allowed then, without supervision of a dentist, be allowed to extract teeth and drill teeth, you know, place fillings, and they could be 100 miles away from the nearest dentist. Now, you were talking about the grueling, how grueling dental school was.
Yeah.
And you had already graduated with a 4-year degree in biology.
Yes, sir.
And so, how in the heck, and what's your opinion on this, would somebody be able to do this?
You know, I don't know. And you know, a lot of these mid-level providers, you know, they're starting them out in rural underserved communities.
Well, we don't really have them yet. We have them in one state, Minnesota, yeah. And it's a little test project.
And
right?
I believe they're like in a remote area right now. Is that correct?
Well, they're supposed to be.
Oh.
The problem is once they get their certification, there's no rule that says they have to be in a remote area. They're supposed to.
Well, yeah. And then some genius and some business plan will figure out a way to mainstream them, and then there'll be an abundance of dentists, and then the dentist won't have a job. So, you know, it's very interesting. But to your point of a 17 or 18-year-old kid being able to do this, you know, I wonder if one of the senators would like to be seen by one of these people. You know, hey, if you can dish out the medicine, then you should be able to take it yourself. So,
that's a really good point.
So I wonder if one of those congressmen whose insurance is paid for by public tax money would love to go over and see one of them. And if they would, I'll switch too. But I doubt they will. I don't know where you were when you were 18 or 19, but I know what I was doing on campus around 18 or 19. And I don't think you have the minds a lot of times. I'm not going to generalize, but I think a lot of time your mind is kind of all over the place. And I think that's not a time when age or a period when I would want somebody to be working on me to doing those kind of procedures. So,
right. And I don't know of many 18-year-olds or even on up to 22-year-olds that think much about staying up way too late, going out drinking
yes.
the night before.
Yeah.
I used to do my interviews of new employees. I worked every Saturday from 7 a.m. till 3:30.
Okay.
And I would always make their first working interview on a Saturday morning at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured if they can show up at Saturday morning on 7, they're probably going to be good. They're probably going to be, you know, somebody I can trust, somebody I can count on. But let me just tell you some of the stories with this one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Had this girl, a nice girl. She seemed qualified.
Okay.
We sat down and we're talking, and this is the beginning of her interview. And she says, you know what? I was up till like 3. I didn't even get home till 3 or 4 in the morning, so I just decided just to stay up.
Okay.
So I've been up all night. And she told me that. We didn't hire her.
Oh.
Yeah, but can you imagine that? All right. So, you know, we didn't hire her because I thought she wasn't smart enough to know that you needed to get some sleep. You're coming and you're working on people. This is heady stuff. This is dangerous. Can be dangerous if you're not careful.
Absolutely. Well, you know, another thing, too, is, you know, I don't think there's necessarily a shortage of dentists.
No,
I think I think it's just that dentists won't go to certain areas. I mean, I think they just need an incentive. And I think that maybe the solution may be expanding the procedural capabilities of existing dental personnel instead of creating a whole different field to meet the needs of people that are in areas where dentists aren't going. And maybe that might be a solution instead of throwing money into creating a whole different mid-level provider.
Well, in order to create a mid-level provider, how are you going to train them? You're going to take the same people that are teaching dentists, dental students, to become dentists.
Yeah.
And so where are these extra bodies going to come from? There's only so much knowledge out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk about access to care. I hear the words access to care.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it put this way? It's not access to care. It's access to money. Have you thought of it?
I've never thought of it that way.
But it is that.
Yeah.
Because if they were paying doctors in your rural areas enough to make a living, you know, maybe own a car that actually runs.
Like we said earlier. Yeah.
Then they would go there.
Yeah.
Right? So it seems so simple. It seems almost like, in fact, I had somebody on a few weeks ago and we were talking about what if a little community that didn't have a dentist, or maybe there are 5 little towns in an area that's underserved, got together and said, you know what, we'll create a scholarship. Let's create a scholarship. We'll put out the word to different dental schools around the country that we will pay for the education of a young dental student if they decided that they would be
sort of like the military.
Yeah.
Sort of like that kind of idea.
Yeah. It's like they have to come and work in one of our 5 towns. They get to pick which one.
Yeah.
And we'll pay their loans down, and with the hope of maybe after 6 years or so, they'd be so ingrained in the community, they just stay.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and, you know, I think in this past year or so, I think they're planning on building, what, 3 or 4 more dental schools here?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I don't know exactly where, but I just last
time. In the nation or in the state?
In the nation.
Okay. Nationally, there'd be 3 or 4 more.
So,
okay.
So you create more dental schools and you create a mid-level provider. So which one is there a shortage of? You know, you say there's not enough dentists, but then you create the mid-level provider, but you...
Mid-level provider, but you know what else? Physicians have a thing called a physician's assistant. You're probably familiar with it.
Yeah.
They call them PAs.
Yep.
Do you know that they make $110,000 right out of school?
Yep.
They make more than dentists do out of school.
I've heard of that. There's physician's assistants that work at the health centers, too.
So if there's that much money to go around, and let's say that was, I don't know what mid-level providers would make. If there's that much money to go around, why don't they just, again, train more dentists? You can't go very far right now, honestly, without tripping over a dental office. Am I right? You drive through Columbus and I can see about 7 from just my office.
But it's interesting how all of them figure out a way to keep the doors open. Like we said earlier, there's a lot of dentists in Columbus. This is a saturated market. Another thing, too, is, you know, I was reading in the one of the dental magazines that the Kellogg Foundation is one of the people that major proponents of this mid-level provider.
They are?
Wanted to
I'm not going to eat their cornflakes anymore.
Well,
tell me just, hold on to that thought. We're going to have to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-doobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kavitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is kind of wrapping up here soon, but we have a topic we apparently have struck a chord with Dr. Washington. And so if there was something you wanted to tell me before we went to break. Go ahead and tell me. Oh, we were talking about Kellogg's. Okay, uh-huh. And I said I wouldn't eat their cornflakes.
Yeah.
And we're not sure they're related, so I want to make sure. If you're not related, I will eat the cornflakes. But,
yeah. Well, I was just reading somewhere in one of the dental magazines not too long ago, and they were discussing about the mid-level provider and how it was being pushed heavily by the Kellogg Foundation, which they say is somewhat separate from the Kellogg cereal brand. But Kellogg Foundation is somewhat connected to it. But the fact that they're pushing it, and if they are connected, even though they're trying to separate themselves from their foundation, how about they take out some of the sugar in their cereal so that the kids don't get the cavities?
That's
so that
true.
We don't have the problem that we're having. So if you're so interested in protecting kids' teeth, yank out half that sugar in your cereal, and then maybe they won't have them.
We won't have the
yeah.
big need.
Yeah.
That's a very – I hadn't thought of that.
I mean –
because I was thinking cornflakes, but you're talking about frosted flakes, sugar.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, there's Sugar Smacks. I'm sure there's other brands out there that loaded with sugar. It's like eating a tablespoon in each bite, but
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's all business, and it's sad because everything's becoming more about business instead of treating the patient, and I think that's what's making everything so difficult. You know, you got to separate the two.
Well, you're talking about corporate dentistry, too, which has gotten involved.
Yeah, well,
and we've talked about that a little bit, corporate dentistry, where a group of investment bankers get together and they ask a dentist to use their name and license, and then they put together an office that really doesn't have the patient's care at heart at all.
Well,
not even
you know,
close.
There's been quite a few organizations that have been, I think, investigated by the FBI for doing like unnecessary stainless steel crowns on children and everything. And that's what happens when you mix too much medicine or dentistry with business. The business ends up taking over because the shareholders are interested in about dollars. And
you're right. And when I graduated, I went out into the working world as a dentist with this thought.
Yeah.
If I take good care of people, the money will take care of itself.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that works, but it's getting harder and harder as insurance companies start putting hold us down under their thumb.
Yeah.
Patients don't understand. Patients think that if the insurance company says that you don't need x-rays except for every 3 years, then you must not need x-rays except for every 5 years. And that is not true. Listen. All insurance companies are in business for, think about it, they're not in business to ensure that you're healthy.
Yeah.
They're in business for one reason.
Profit.
And that is profit, to
Absolutely.
Make money. If they don't make money, they don't exist.
Yep.
All right? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't go to work every day to earn a paycheck. Yeah. Everybody does.
I mean, you have to. We live in a capitalist society. I mean, soon to be moving into socialism. But
and you, we hope not. And you.
I hope not either.
You sitting in your car right now on your way to church, you know, you need to take control of your own health and not let your insurance company dictate what you're going to be able to have done, when you're going to have it done. You know, I have a girl right now that is, she's upset because she thinks we missed something, but she wouldn't let us take an x-ray.
Mm.
Okay, so now whose fault is that? We're saying it's not ours. You didn't let us look. Anyway, I guess we are out of time and have to go. Hey, Dr. Washington, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And you're a great guest, and maybe we'll have you back sometime.
Absolutely.
Tune in next week when we're going to have Dr. Robert DeMarco talking about Freedom Day USA. Please tune in every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Goodbye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.